Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 659 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Oink Pigments. This week's episode is also brought to you by HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/KnitMore16 and use code KnitMore16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 gifts. This week's episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Start living a happier life today and get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/KnitMore. This week's segments include On the Needles.
And Stitches.
Events.
Mother Knows Best.
When knitting attacks. Knits. In space.
And so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
We are recording on the unceded lands of the Tamien Ohlone Tribal Ethnohistoric Territory and the unceded ancestral lands of the Muwekema Ohlone Tribe of the San Francisco Bay Area. Whew, it's been a week. So how is your week going?
It's Sunday afternoon. We're done.
The week is done.
Yes.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective, another looms ahead on the horizon.
I love Mondays. Mondays are always full of possibilities for the week to come.
That is a really excellent perspective. I've really been struggling with some mood stuff because of the pandemic and the new strains of the COVID.
It worries you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what phase of the Greek alphabet we've... Omicron is today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just... I have the lulls where I hit my lows and then I come back up. I find a way to kind of perk myself up and keep moving and keep moving forward and keep everyone kind of pointed in the same direction. And one of the things I have been doing is knitting. So should we get into the knitting?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom.
Lovey.
What's on your needles this week?
So, I finished a pair of Vanilla is the New Black socks in Regia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to go to a friend. I knitted them bigger.
Okay, yes. Great. On purpose or on accident?
On purpose.
Oh, okay. Were they made in mind with this recipient?
Yes. And excellent. I have a copy of their footprint,
mm-hmm.
and I cut it out of some quilting plastic.
Okay. Nice.
So if I want to knit more socks for them.
You've got it ready to go.
I have it ready to go, yes.
Nice. Okay.
How about you?
Well, should I tell you what I finished first or what I'm working on first?
Either way.
I finished the knitting on my rainbow test knit for Yelly in the Sea Change Fiber Arts DK. I did it in her French Connection colorway, which is a Wes Anderson movie that I now need to watch wearing my sweater. And I loved knitting it. I grafted the underarms right away. All that's left is weaving and ends, blocking, and photography, which is not that much comparatively. I'm super excited. I loved knitting it. It was super potato chippy. The math was very easy to follow. And honestly, I'm so stinking excited to wear it that I'm going to block it tonight and see if I can't wear it one day this week because it's been chilly. But also, I want to get my official photographs done before I wear it out. You know, does that make sense?
Okay.
So I'm very excited about that. What else are you working on?
So I wove an end on 3 pair of socks and a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about wanting to see if I could stretch my socks through this season.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to knit socks and weave in ends so I can wear them,
mm-hmm.
is not a sustainable model for this plan.
Yet. Right?
What do you mean yet?
you need more socks in order for this to be sustainable, right? Or am I misunderstanding?
Well, maybe I need to run a load of socks, one load of socks a month.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem unreasonable.
As opposed to trying to have enough socks to last me for the entire winter.
Yeah. Well, how long is winter really, if you think about it?
Until I don't want to wear socks anymore because my feet get too warm.
Fair, fair.
So maybe first day of spring.
Okay.
Which is March
21st.
21st, yes.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
And it is mid-January right now.
Yeah, it is. We've got your birthday coming up in about a week and a half.
Yep.
Which I'm very excited about.
Oh.
It's going to be a good day.
It is.
Yeah. It's a milestone.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Dr. Gemma said she is publishing her age.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an accomplishment.
You've made it this far. Do you want to tell people how old you're turning this year?
65.
Nice.
So
nailed
I'll be
it.
Eligible for all the senior citizen discounts.
Which means we will be going out together a lot. We already go out together a lot. This is obviously me joking.
Yes.
But not really. It's a joke that's not really a joke. There's a joke inside the truth. Something.
I was getting senior discounts from Beverly's Fabrics from the time I turned 60.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Beverly's?
They closed.
Okay. I was wondering if you were.
No.
Okay.
No. There is no secret Beverly's. More's the pity.
I was more thinking like you'd gotten your wires crossed and you were calling a different fabric store by Beverly's name.
Nope.
Fair enough.
What have you been working on?
I am past the armholes on Rex's hoodie in Seismic Yarns. Natasha, take a gander. I've got my steek stitches notated by the Lego stitch markers and the side seams marked with the flat Lego heads from Lemonade Shop.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the reverse, the purl stitches that I've got for the steek because it's going to have a zipper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just plugging along down the body. I'm about 2 inches into the body.
So this is autopilot knitting right now.
For now, yeah. I got all of the stuff established and going, and I'm transitioning from my first skein to my second skein. So I'm alternating rounds on skeins of yarn, even though it's all the same dye lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems safer when you get... If this had been a different color, I might have been alternating rounds earlier in the sweater, but for where I am, this is perfect. It's okay. Going exactly the way I want it to without being fussy or fiddly. So that's really good. And I'm really excited because kids' knits go quickly. And I'm thinking about re-swatching for Genevieve's sweater that I did with the frost yarns with the sequin strand run along with it.
Uh-huh.
Because the two strands together are just too dense on the size 6 needle I swatched them on. They don't feel nice. It's too stiff. So yes. I don't want it to be drapey, but I want it to have some drape.
Some drape. So you need to use bigger needles.
I'm thinking of bumping it up actually all the way up to an 8 to see what I get because
okay.
I think that'll have a much better hand to it. And it's not like I can't do math, so.
Since you're swatching.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I know there are people who feel that swatching is tedious. And I'm right there with you. I think swatching is tedious too, but.
It's like a coffee date.
It can be.
You get to know your yarn.
For sure. For sure. But also, I understand that you want to do the thing right away. And I'm going to post the pictures of the two of them together, or I might do a short video of what the difference is in the hand of them. Because I don't know if anyone else does this, but after I make a swatch, I don't want to say like I handle it a whole bunch, but I mess with it. And I measure it, and it kind of sits next to me until I start the project.
When we were taking knitting classes at the shop, one of the teachers suggested to wear the swatch on your body and in your pocket for a week
mm-hmm.
so it could get handled and you could see how it holds up to wear and tear. I thought that was a good idea.
It's an interesting idea. I wouldn't look at it as much, and I would worry about it getting thrown in the laundry in a pocket.
True.
We've had quite a few exploding tissue incidents in our washing machine. If you have washed a tissue, a facial tissue, in your pockets, you know what I'm talking about. But it's just like, I wouldn't want to accidentally felt a swatch, because I do keep my swatches. I have a whole bowl of them in my knitting curio. So that if I need to try something, I can try it on a swatch, and I've already got them all there. And once the garment is done, the swatch goes in the swatch bowl. And if I do a steek, I take the swatch out and I practice, or I check my sewing machine's tension on the swatch so that it's working on a fabric that is either identical or very similar if it's like a smaller gauge, because sometimes I have to swatch a couple of times. And I'm not that picky when it comes to grabbing a swatch and
using it. You're not precious about it.
Well, no, and not when I'm checking to see if my sewing machine tension is right for that project, because it doesn't matter if it's half a stitch off either way.
Yeah.
If I'm checking the tension on my sewing, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they're useful for all kinds of things. Like, for example, trying out the dissolvable stabilizer that I used for my Bare Branches cardigan.
Right.
Things like that. They're good for all kinds of stuff. So hang on to your swatches. You don't have to make a swatch blanket. What am I going to do with this bowl full of swatches when it overflows? Because we're starting to get there. I don't know yet. I haven't quite figured that out yet. But again, I don't need to be precious with them because I've got a ton. So anyway.
You know, I do a lot of swatching when I'm sewing.
Tell me.
Well, for one thing, before I start sewing on the pieces that I've cut out, I have a scrap bag. And to see if the stitch tension is good.
So basically the same thing I do, but with your scraps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder where I learned it from.
I have no idea.
It's a mystery. Okay. Are you working on anything else?
Yes. I'm working on a pair of Franken socks. And I may keep them.
Okay.
You said you don't care for Franken socks.
Not particularly.
Okay, so you can't be an intended victim for donating my Franken socks.
No, I've got a whole drawer full of beautiful socks that I really love.
Okay.
And you're really excited about the Franken socks, so that makes sense.
Okay.
All right, what else? Oh, that's it for my knitting, by the way. I have been uncharacteristically monogamous because I literally finished the rainbow today.
Uh-huh.
And then picked this up again. I was just plowing through the rainbow because it's a bottom-up yoke sweater, but it's so much more than that. I've talked about the ingenious construction before, but the bigger part of it is that once you join the sleeves, it's that delightful yoked sweater thing where you decrease at the raglan lines and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and then you're at the collar, which is basically like nothing. And then boom, you've got a sweater, except you pick up and you do the ribbing at the bottom at the very end, which is slightly anticlimactic, but still exciting because you're attached to a whole sweater and you get to be like, oh, look, yes, I am working on a whole sweater. Aren't I talented? So,
excellent.
What else have you got?
So I'm working on another muscle butter hat. I cast it on today and I am done with the increases, and I'm working in the round now, and the name is Got Your Goat.
And it's the last color in the
year of
yarn.
Yarn that I'm getting. And do you think it's supposed to be like got your nose, got
your goat? No, it's, so they're based on astrological symbols.
Never mind.
And I think it's whichever one comes after Sagittarius, which we think is Aquarius, right? This is not my area of expertise.
I have no idea.
Also, Aquarius is fish, not goats.
It has to do with water.
Yes. Anyway, it's very pretty. And because when you get someone's goat, it's a it's a play on words based on the astrological symbol. Now I'm going to have to look this up and put it in the show notes because it's driving me utterly bananas. So.
Okay.
All right. How do you like it? It's very pretty. I don't open Mom's Year of Yarn packages.
It's gray and a rather subtle purple.
Like a lovely
eggplant,
deep.
Eggplant, maybe? Yeah. Not even eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's really beautiful.
It's mellow enough that I would consider keeping it and not giving it away.
It goes with a bunch of your stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 picture-perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What has had you in stitches this week?
So I'm wearing hand knit socks. I'm wearing the Mondo Cable pullover.
Mm-hmm.
90s that I sewed myself.
Mm-hmm.
The Grinchy Musselboro hat. I'm wearing my brand new Christmas socks today.
Mm-hmm.
From Nosh and...
Woolens and Nosh.
Woolens and Nosh. And I'm also wearing socks at mittens as mittens at night.
Nice.
Because I'm still waiting for the mittens you promised me.
They'll come.
Yes.
You should pick a pattern that you like. I think that would help facilitate the making of them.
Okay.
I know. It's a hard life.
Duh. What have you been wearing?
I've been wearing my snowflake hat that I made, the frosted hat, I think it's called, Frosted Topper by Lisa Ross. She did the matching sweater to go with it, but mine had hearts, not snowflakes. But I've been wearing the hat, and I've worn my calligraphy cardigan a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wore my Seismic Yarns pain pullover. This is the one that had those really lovely short rows that fit me super well. And it's in the Llamas in Pajamas colorway, which I actually kind of think is more Knitmore colorway.
Pajamas.
It was a cartoon. Llamas in Pajamas. Wait, no, that's bananas in Pajamas. I don't know. I'm sorry. My memory is fading.
There was a cartoon with a llama and his mother.
Llama.
Yes, that was lovely. I like that.
It is lovely. I believe it's on Amazon Prime, and I highly recommend it. It's really good. We'll link to it in the show notes. Jennifer Garner does Llama's mama's voice. Mama Llama is what they call her. It's excellent. Really fun show. But anyway, so I wore that, and I've been kind of picking through the hand wash pile and working on them like three pieces at a time because... It's not hard work to hand wash a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's like my philosophy on Doctor Who. I'm never in the mood to watch Doctor Who, but when I do watch Doctor Who, I watch like 5 episodes, which says I like it, but it's not something that's like at the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I feel about hand washing sweaters. When I do it, I do like 3 or 4 of them. We only have 3 sweater dryers at the moment. One met with an untimely end.
Yeah, I need to get new sweater dryers because... One of mine had an accident.
Yeah, and I really like these. They're the OXO ones, and they fold down, and you can put them, you can stack them over your bathtub so that they actually were designed to go over your bathtub so that you don't have to, like, waste table space, and you can adjust the legs if your tub's a little wider, which I really like. We don't have a wider tub, but it fits perfectly.
I tried putting mine over... the tub and mm-hmm. something has gone missing of it.
Mm.
And so instead of the oval sitting on the edge of the tub, it just kind of pitifully collapsed into the tub.
You might have put it in upside down.
No.
No. Okay. Well, I really like them because they also fold down to about half size and flat. Everything folds down so they don't take up too much tub space or storage space. Yes?
Do you need to order a replacement?
I just need to order one. And I'll tack yours in the
order. Order three at least.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I tend to do them three at a time. And I grabbed... Genevieve specifically asked for me to wash her red and yellow striped hat and her coronation cardigan.
The hat... She didn't knit that herself.
No, I made
the
hat and the scarf that match.
Yes.
And so she'd asked me to do the cardigan as well. And so I washed them and they were dry. And I like to throw my stuff when it's bone dry in our dryer on tumble dry for about 10, 15 minutes.
Bone dry.
Very dry, so it doesn't felt, but it kind of just pops the elasticity back into the yarn. It gives it, I don't know, whatever it does. So I hadn't done it the night before, even though it was totally dry, just because my night had gotten busy. So while the kids were eating breakfast, I threw it in the dryer to do its last little tumble dry on low heat thing. And I pulled a warm sweater out of the dryer for her. And I mean, it was like 40 degrees outside. So she snuggled into it. She's like, this is it.
Yeah.
So while I don't normally share her in stitches, that was my addition to that. But I also washed a couple of pieces that have been sitting in my hand wash pile for a while. So like a commercial wool sweater that I've had in there and my Nydia pullover that I wore over the summer. And it was perfect for where I wore it. But then as soon as we came down off the mountain, because we saw Steve Martin and Martin Short at the Mountain Winery in Saratoga, which is a lovely venue. And as soon as you come down off that mountain, though, it was a million billion degrees. So like at the Mountain Winery, I'm in a wool sweater and a jacket and a hat. And the instant we're off the mountain, I'm just like in a tank top.
Shedding layers.
Yeah. And I was still overheating in a tank top and like the stretchy pants I wore. So I washed that as well. And I'm just kind of trying to knock out a couple of pieces as I go because some of it's stuff that's been in there just waiting to get hand washed and put away in the sweater chest, like stuff that was for the kids when they were babies that just is waiting to be washed and put away, which is why it wasn't super urgent. So that's kind of where I'm trying to go, is knock things out one piece at a time. And that's just kind of the theme of this week for me. So other than that, that is it for me. Is that it for you?
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind, semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events are on the horizon for us?
Stitches West, Sacramento, California, March 3rd through 6th, 2022.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yes.
It's going to be good. It's going to be different.
It's going to be different.
For sure. All right. In order to get into the show, you need to be vaccinated and masked. You can find places in order to document your vaccine status and have it available on your phone or Apple Watch, etc. I'm going to see if I can drop it on our watches this week.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So that you've got it handy and ready to go. And we also have the Vax Yes website on there. That's the one where you can download it to your Apple Wallet. I don't know how Androids do it. I'm really sorry. I wish I did, but sadly, I have not done that process. I think I mentioned last week that we did it for the kids, and now Andrew and I have each other's as well as the kids on our phones so that no matter where we go.
Oh, how excellent.
Yeah, we've all got it. And the best part of this is regardless of where we are, we can send it to whoever has the kids. So like if you happened to go, you don't go. We don't go anywhere anymore, really. But like
Theoretically,
if you were to take Genevieve to, I don't know, a play.
Okay.
You could say, please send me her thing. And it would just text it over and you could show it and it's totally official.
Huh.
Super convenient. Especially if you happen to have tiny people who go everywhere with everyone. So Anyway, I'm really excited about that. I am looking forward to seeing people and elbow bumping and not giving hugs this year. It's nothing personal. It's germs.
Yes.
And it's pandemics.
It feels like we are one step from teleportation.
It does. It does feel like we're one. Well, maybe we'll get there. Who knows? All right. Is there anything else you're looking forward to coming up?
Nope.
Not yet? All right. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane Bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our Project Bags totes and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
For Mother Knows Best, we are going to talk about taking one piece at a time. We're talking about chocolate.
Obviously, but also other things. But let's start with chocolate.
Okay.
If you get a box of chocolate,
mm-hmm.
or you get a bag of M&Ms, or...
A tray of sushi.
Mm-hmm. You don't eat the whole thing in one bite, obviously.
Mumph, mumph, mumph.
But you're mumph, mumphing one piece at a time, right?
Ideally.
And you work your way across until you're done?
Yes.
So I've been doing a lot of this week because things feel really big.
So you're not multitasking? Is that what you're saying?
Correct, because that's not true. I'm always multitasking. But it's not the same way that I normally do. So, like, instead of putting my head down and cleaning the whole house, just like a hurricane, tornado Jasmine going through the house cleaning,
mm-hmm.
and then I look around and I'm exhausted,
mm-hmm.
it's more like little dust devils of activity. Because I'm not feeling happy right now. I'm not feeling as bubbly and effervescent as I normally do. I'm not feeling that like, okay, let's get this done, cha-cha-cha, you know?
Yeah, but still, stuff still needs to get done.
Yeah. So I'm trying to pace out my energy,
mm-hmm.
and do things in small bites. But what I've noticed is one thing will be bothering me in a room. So it'll be like, that basket has one small thing in it. If I just put that one small thing away, then I can put the basket away. And it's the basket that's bothering. Why is the basket bothering me? I don't know. But it's there. It's visual clutter. And I'm not saying I've gone through my entire house and like picked one thing out of a room. But I read this piece about panic boxes, which is apparently something that people with ADHD do, where they get to a point where they hit a wall when they're tidying or working on something and they can't deal with it anymore. So it gets mm-hmm. shoved into a box and then they have a bunch of panic boxes around their house. And then I realized I totally do that. And I don't think I have ADHD, but I definitely have panic boxes. And so what I'm going to do this week, because trying to approach an entire panic box is panic inducing,
mm-hmm.
is I'm going to condense all my panic boxes into one panic box of undetermined size.
That would make me panic.
And then pick out one thing at a time out of the panic box, because the panic boxes largely go ignored.
Okay.
So if I say I'm going to do one thing out of the panic box this morning, you just take one thing out of the top. And that's still better than having a bunch of boxes around the house waiting for me to go through them. Because they're from various things, like from when we cleaned out the whatever or moved the whatever, or mm-hmm. like the last 25 small things that were on the table before we could serve Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And those things we know take 80% longer to put away than the other 80% that was on the table.
Like the last pieces.
Yeah, they take forever. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm approaching this one thing at a time has been working for me this week. So, and if I've got a burst of energy, I totally take advantage of it and do more. But the one thing at a time has been really manageable for me. So like this week, I worked on my rainbow pullover because cardigan. I'm so used to working on cardigans right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really working for me because then I'm able to just be like, okay, I'm going to get to this part and then I'm going to do the next thing. So I have two buttons to sew on my Rainbowgan by Sophia Talley, who just had a book come out, by the way. It's making a pair of socks out of a tube.
Ooh.
I thought that might be interesting too. Yes. I'll see if we can get a review copy of it. But I have that. The buttons finally came in. They were caught in international mail purgatory. No, it was like international mail purgatory because I messaged the maker on Etsy. And I was like, hey, I haven't gotten my buttons yet. Can you help me out? And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I shipped them all out this date. Give it a couple more days. If they haven't come by X time, ping me back and I'll chase them. I'll see what I can do, right? Because I can't do anything about it. And when it's in mail purgatory, there's nothing she can do about it either. So they showed up a couple of days later and I let her know that they'd arrived because I don't want to be on anyone's spreadsheet to check back to if they don't have to. Like, take me off your list.
Right.
If that way it's less work for you and less anxiety because I'm not here to make anyone's life more difficult, especially when I just needed two buttons to finish my cardigan.
Good plan.
So now I've got a pile of sweaters that need photography, two buttons and photography, end weaving and photography, blocking end weaving and photography, you know, like small things that are totally doable. So
yeah,
if you take it one bite at a time. So this one, the bite I took today was to finish the rainbow by Yelly and get Rex's sweater past the armholes so I can just autopilot work on it while we're recording.
Oh, excellent.
And that way my autopilot recording knitting is also going to get finished while it's still chilly so that he can have his sweater this season, hopefully in the next week or two.
That sounds excellent.
Yep. And we're going to have to go to the fabric store to get a zipper. So maybe I'll send you.
How big a zipper do you want?
I just need a parka zipper. It's probably going to be 15, 16 inches, whatever the standard is. You have a black parka zipper in your drawer?
I have something. You need to check.
Cool. Yes. Best co-host ever. All right.
Absolutely.
So this week for Mother... So this translates to your knitting. It translates to sewing. So if someone messaged me and said they were working on their second official sewing project ever and that, you know, they'd made some mistakes, but they learned from them. And I was thinking about this in terms of my own sewing ambitions. And it's just one of those things where I keep overthinking everything and overplanning it. And so what I'm going to do is print the pattern one day, tape it together, because the one I wanted to do is not the kind you can print at Kinko's or FedEx or whatever it's called now. And so I'm going to tape it, print it one day, tape it another day, cut it out another day. I'm going to break it into small bites. And I guarantee you, once I start doing this, I'm going to be like, oh, well, I'm feeling like I can do a little bit more than that today.
I never do a whole garment in one day. And what I like to do is cut one day and work on the sewing another time. And I don't think I ever finish something in one day.
Oh, I'm not talking about doing it all in one day. I'm talking about breaking it into much smaller pieces so it doesn't seem like this huge insurmountable thing. Like, I'm going to take this pile of fabric and it's going to be a collared shirt for Rex. Seems daunting today.
Yes.
But if I do the pattern and I cut the pattern and I do the things, then it won't be as daunting. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Smaller bites. So, for example, if you're knitting a color work sweater, you don't say, oh my gosh, this sweater has 17 colors. You say, this row has two colors. Yes. And I just have to knit this row. If you're knitting a cable project, you are literally knitting one stitch at a time. Even though those stitches are in all kinds of Salvador Dali order sometimes, you know? And even with new techniques, as long as you just take one step, one stitch, one bite, it all gets done, right? All right. So that's this week's Mother Knows Best. One piece at a time. Let's move on to the next segment. This week's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/KnitMore16 and use code KnitMore16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 gifts. I love HelloFresh. It's so easy to pick a meal that everyone's going to agree on, everyone's going to be enthusiastic about helping cook, and everyone is going to be excited to eat. HelloFresh delivers pre-proportioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you get convenience without skimping on quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the long wait in lines and ensuring you don't waste money on excess food. HelloFresh also offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. Easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. Now's a good time to pre-plan that week for HelloFresh when you're at Stitches both the week before and the week after, so you can focus on what's important, going to Stitches. Something we really love about HelloFresh is how they sneak in the nutritious stuff, and it's still completely delicious. This last week, we had the Melty Monterey Jack Burger with red onion jam and zucchini fries. And let me tell you, I took all the leftover red onion jam because we make extra. And I put it on sourdough bread with butter, and it was amazing. It's so good. The kids ate the zucchini fries. We got some extra vegetables snuck in there, and it was delish. If this sounds like something that's a good fit for your household, go to HelloFresh.com/KnitMore16 and use code KnitMore16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. You can find links to HelloFresh along with everything else we talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks!
How fares your knitting this week, Mom?
So I was knitting on the wine red Reggio socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and I noticed that I had dropped a stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 15, 20 rows below.
Mm.
Now, fixing one or two or three stitches isn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's so far below,
mm-hmm.
you have to pull it up. And it makes it tight.
Mm-hmm.
It makes for a tight repair spot. And also, I didn't have a crochet hook handy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing it between the circular needles that I had the sock on.
Mm.
It was not fun.
That sounds super uncomfortable.
It was annoying.
Mm.
And then I had fixed that. And I started knitting on the other needle,
mm-hmm.
only to see that I had done the same thing on the other side.
Oh, no.
So.
Boo.
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 Yes, boo.
Yeah. I like that we're booing on the podcast, by the way.
It was fixed, but I didn't enjoy that at all.
You know what's really obnoxious?
We are.
Dropping stitches.
Yes, that
it
too.
It feels. Okay, so I dropped a stitch in my muscle burrow that I was working on. And I can't remember if it was last week or if it was this week. I'm sorry. Time is wibbly wobbly. But I discovered a drop stitch. It was last week, not this past week, but the week before when we were at the California Academy of Sciences. And I'm picking up the stitch. And it's not a big deal to pick up a stitch, right? I can see the yarn. It's fine. It's not like I'm in a place where I can't fix it. But all I could think is, how long have I been knitting? And I'm still dropping stitches. They are like the paper cut of knitting mistakes. They're not a big deal, but they feel very insulting. You know?
I've been knitting since fourth grade.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you still drop stitches?
Maybe fifth grade.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But, right? They're just insulting.
My knitting has improved.
It's like a black fly in your Chardonnay.
Yuck.
Okay. Can I tell you something slightly unrelated, but very funny?
Okay.
We watch grown-up cartoons, Genevieve and I do. We watch Bob's Burgers and The Great North, which I really enjoy. You need to make your own decisions for your kids. But Alanis Morissette is the older daughter's like imaginary friend on The Great North. And she sits up and gets advice from Alanis. And that's Genevieve's context for Alanis Morissette. So when Sam took me to the concert, I was like, oh, I'm going to this Alanis Morissette concert. And I start to explain who she is. And Genevieve says, yeah, she's on The Great North. I know who she is, Mom. And I was like, oh. You have no idea. And so I was quoting Ironic, the Alanis Morissette song at Genevieve. And of course, she didn't get it. I said, you know, like I failed you as a mother because you don't know about this amazing music that I loved listening to when I was a teenager. But also, like, I just thought it was very funny that she didn't pick up that I was quoting a song. I went on and on for like a verse and a half. But anyway, so in any case. Kids these days. All right, so is that it for your knitting attacks?
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. All right, Mom, let's talk about your knits in space.
So I was listening to podcasts today, and I told our listeners about the wool project from the German Wollkanal podcast, where it's Laura and Frieda, and they bought the dark wool from all the sheep that were shorn. Did I say which city it was? I forgot what city it was.
I don't remember.
But the sheep that were grazing on the public greens to keep them short.
Mm-hmm.
So much more easy than having people go along
mowing
with lawnmowers.
Yeah.
So she bought, I think, 300 kilograms of dark wool.
Yeah.
So a kilogram is
two and a half pounds.
2 pounds.
Yeah.
So 600 pounds, between 400 and 600 pounds of wool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a whole continent almost where we can send stuff to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's really easy because when we go to an event, usually...
Well, there are large-scale processors and small-scale processors in the United States.
Yes, and we have a small-scale processor who shows up at events with her...
Her trailer.
And take stuff with, and we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know if Sherry also, this is Sherry from Moro Fleece Works, if you're not familiar with where we get our fleeces processed. But I don't know if she does large scale as well as small scale, but we know that she does, she can do one fleece for a person if you need one fleece done. You know what I mean?
I don't know if she would want to do.
I don't know.
200 kilograms of fleece.
I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure it says on her website. It just hasn't been on my list of projects
or problems.
Correct.
So Europe doesn't seem to have the sheep industry.
Like the infrastructure for
it? The local sheep industry for small scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they had it in England before, but I don't know what happened.
Okay.
And so finding somebody to process it was challenging. And then it was cleaned, and now it's at the place where it's being spun.
Oh, cool. The mill.
Yes, the mill.
Mm-hmm.
This is like watching a soap opera.
But better, because it's about yarn and wool.
Yeah, or maybe Bachelor.
Huh.
So the wool is being spun, and most of it will be in decay weight, and there's also going to be some singles yarn.
Very cool.
Yes. They talk in 20 kilo increments, which would be 40 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is mind-boggling.
So that's like 35, 40 sweaters.
Yes.
Okay. It is a lot of yarn. I'm not saying it's not a lot of yarn, but it's not. I have a six-year-old, and Rex does things in increments of million billion.
Million billion.
Yeah. If he loves something, he loves it a million billion. If he hates something, he hates it a million billion, which is not 40 kilos. Or I'm sorry, 20 kilos.
Yeah.
So.
Million billion.
Million billion.
And that, it seems to me like it's that much yarn. What would you do with 200 kilograms of processed yarn? It would be too much for a house cozy.
Yeah, but I would do it one bite at a time. I think what I would do if, okay, so let's, is this like fantasy football? It's more like fantasy yarn stuff, right?
That's better than fantasy football.
I would ask some of my favorite dyers and I would hand them, because they're working in 20 kilo amounts, I would see if they could handle 20 kilos and work with them so they could dye it and do a custom run of this sourced yarn and give the story behind it and see how it does.
Now, you know this is dark.
Yeah.
It has some white in it, mm-hmm. I'm sure, but it's mostly dark and you can still over dye it. Mm-hmm. So,
or you do something like Clara Parks did, because she did something like this where she had the Great White Bale Project, I think. We'll link to it in the show notes. And I'm not going to tell the whole story, but basically she bought a whole bunch of wool and had it processed and did a whole thing and it had a story. Because that's how Clara does things. So other than that, I don't know. What wouldn't I do? I think I would get bored if it was all the same color. So I would definitely have some of it over-dyed and see how that takes, or I don't know.
We could start knitting blankets. Oh, and I think they said it's like a drops yarn.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Didn't know which one of them, but.
Yeah, they have a whole line, but
yeah.
Do you think we could order some for when it's done?
We can ask.
I feel like you've been following the saga and that you might need some now. Like, you're invested in this story now.
I am.
It's Byton Place. I'm trying to think of a good pun soap opera name I can think of that I can tag onto this. Baas of Our Lives?
Maybe.
Okay. Bales of Our Lives?
Or that.
You know what? I'm going to work on this. I'll come back to this later. All right. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
All right. Let's move on to the next segment. This week's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Is anything interfering with your happiness? Check out BetterHelp.com/knitmore. BetterHelp will help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapists. You connect in a safe environment online, and it's so convenient. And you can start talking to someone in under 48 hours. This is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. I really enjoy doing my therapy remotely because then I don't spend time away from my family driving and having to get there and waiting in the office and risking exposing my family to germs unnecessarily. So this is something that actually helps me manage my own stress levels. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. If you've ever had to switch a therapist in a conventional system, it can be really challenging to find someone who's the right match for you. And really, that is the best way of doing therapy, is with someone who is the right fit for you. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. And not only that, but it's available for clients worldwide. They have a range of specialties, including depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. There is so much help out there, and you deserve to get it. We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/knitmore. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/knitmore. You can find links to BetterHelp.com, as well as everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes. Let's talk sewing.
Yes. So I'm planning for next year's sewing. No, mm-hmm. this year's sewing.
2022 sewing.
2022. And I was thinking about the Make 9 Challenge, mm-hmm. which is something that the sewers do.
And the knitters, yeah.
And you said the knitters do that too.
My favorite thing is when we're talking about these, was it you or Andrew who asked why it was 9? And I said, it's not like a real thing. It's a grid thing. He's like, well, why 9? Where does that number?
Tic-tac-toe thing?
Yeah, because you can fit a 3x3 photo grid on Instagram neatly. It's a social media thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm almost positive that's it. But continue.
So I'm going to sew the A-line skirts that I cut last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be one box.
Mm-hmm.
And petal pushers that I made the pattern to, but I lost so much weight that I think I need to take them in.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap dresses.
Very wearable, very comfortable.
Yes.
Very flattering.
Mm-hmm. So that's one row. And I have some pink Pendleton wool in my stash that mm-hmm. I lucked into. And I'm thinking I would like to make a winter coat out of the pink Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to underline it because that made the other one too warm.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to still line it with the bright pink silk.
Fun.
I want to make summer night shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I lucked into really cheap
knit fabric yeah.
at Hancock,
mm-hmm.
which has also been closed for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when they were closing. Some t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because you can always wear t-shirts. And I'm thinking I need to finish quilts. But we'll see.
Okay.
And this isn't 9.
No, you can add to it.
I can add to it as the year progresses.
I'm doing a tracker in my planner on what I'm reading this year to see how much I read this year and what I'm reading. Though really, I know. I tend to read parenting books, fluffy romance novels, and whatever Genevieve is reading. And occasionally something deeper. But I'm doing the same thing with my knitting because I bought these pretty stickers online. I'll link to them in the show notes. They look like watercolors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to just write down what I've finished and put a sticker down on the page. And
oh, how lovely. What a good idea.
I'll show it to you when we get home because then you can actually see what it looks like.
Excellent. So talking about reading, I was reading The Golden Thread.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't make it into my notes. I don't know why. But this is an excellent place.
Mm-hmm.
So the chapter I read was about lace making.
Mm-hmm.
And lace making was a thing, and linen thread, I don't think was expensive. But finished lace, handmade lace,
mm-hmm.
was. And the middlemen always made the profit. Regardless. And I was reading about lace and I was thinking, lace, that sounds interesting. Maybe I should use some lace on
mm-hmm.
the things I'm making.
Why not? If you've got it.
Well.
Or get, you can get it.
The thing is, the plans I have for sewing, I want to make practical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No showstoppers. Where would I wear a showstopper?
Yeah.
I want to sew stuff.
That you're
going to
wear.
That I'm going to wear. And it's going to be part of my 10-year project. Not that it's going to take 10 years to make it, but something that'll last me for the next 10 years.
Yeah. Andrew and I were talking about climate change anxiety. And for him, it's how not recyclable plastic is.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's fast fashion. Because every time I have to get something quick because I've outgrown something or something else, I know too much. But that's partly why I want to focus on doing more sewing so that I can reduce my carbon footprint as far as fast fashion is concerned for myself and my family. So I don't know how much I'll be able to sew for the kids, but we'll see. Because, I mean, I haven't sewed anything yet. So anything more than 0 is an improvement as far as I'm concerned. And that kind of feels like a good place to finish our row. This week we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, HelloFresh, BetterHelp.com, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at KnitMoreGirlsPodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at KnitMoreGirlsPodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at KnitMoreGirlsPodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Spotify Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, everywhere as Knit More Girls. If you really like our show, please feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.